Right now, though, it's time for Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt-A-Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great businesses up in Hillsboro, excited to help our local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. State Farm agent Annie Burton loves all things local, restaurants, people, businesses, and animal rescue organizations. Visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie Burton and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, life, and, of course, pet insurance. Jackie Marks from the Goat House Refuge joining us in the studio today. GoatHouseRefuge.org is the website, and she has brought a really, really cool and very curious kitten named Aubrey. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Aaron. Nice to see you back.
Tell us about Aubrey.
This is Audrey. She was formerly known as Supermom. I think we're going to have to maybe call her Jackie Chan because she has already climbed on the windowsill and the ledge of the fabric.
She has already, just in the last 5 minutes, found spaces to climb on that no cat hitherto has found in this studio.
Right.
Kitten energy.
Yeah.
Small, fluffy kitten.
Yeah.
She really is. Well, she's barely out of kittenhood, but she has already had two babies herself. Mm. Her momming days are behind her. The babies are in foster. But she came to the Goat House 3 months ago from a high kill shelter.
Oh, no.
She is petite. Let me describe her for you. She is a long-haired gray and white, but, like, not so demarcated. The gray and the white are kind of wispy and fairy tale-y.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. One of the things about her is that the legs are gray, but the toes, it's like a little elephant's feet, are white. And so what happens about her behavior, she's petite. She's afraid of other cats. She loves people.
Okay.
So she will hiss at other cats, but she is trainable not to be afraid of them. She calms down. So she needs to go to a home where people, can you hear her?
Yeah.
Can people understand how intelligent she is? And talk and interplay and interact and play a lot with her. I mean, really have a conversation with this cat, and she's going to get into it. This is anyone out there, if you know, you know. It's going to make a difference within a few minutes, and you just keep up that kind of interaction. And so if you have kids, we need for them to be quiet, well-behaved, and intelligent. Of course, I know everyone thinks that their kids are quiet.
Of course.
Who understand how to talk with a cat would be fine. Well, my kid can definitely do that because she's in the small animal training program at Alamance Community College. So slow introduction with a calm, loving dog would work with her.
All right.
There are three dogs at the Goat House. They
love
cats.
Know that.
There are. They're not for adoption, but they run the place. They've learned not to bark when I come, by the way. Certainly a crate introduction. She is very special. I'm already in love with this cat, and I just met her this morning. If I didn't already have three at home, including Argento, our new guy who just came from the Goat House through the Cattails Cat Cafe, which reminds me of the Cattails Cat Cafe.
Yeah, she's heading there now, isn't she?
She is. She's come from the Goat House. Audrey has come from the Goat House with me to the radio station to become a star, and then to continue her journey at the Cattails Cat Cafe, so you can call the Cat Cafe and make a reservation to come and lounge with the cats and meet Audrey.
CattailsCatCafe.com is the website. I'm trying to duck up and down because Audrey's like right at my feet, and she really wants pets right now.
She
does. How old is she? She's got to be six months, eight months. Like,
you know what? I think she's barely out of kittenhood. I would
probably
put her
like
close
kitten.
To a year, but under a year.
Yeah.
Very kittenish.
Speaking with Jackie Marks again, goathouserefuge.org is the website for more on the Goat House Refuge. Of course, they always work with Cattails Cat Cafe right downtown Chapel Hill on Franklin Street, and Audrey's going to be heading there. So if you want to meet Audrey and make an appointment, head to cattailscatcafe.com and get signed up for a spot. And there are a dozen cats at Cattails Cat Cafe at all times, so she'd be okay hanging out with 11 other cats.
Yes.
She's got to be somewhat okay because she's at the Goat House Refuge.
And they're always, Goat House and Cattails Goat Tails and Cat House.
Yeah, right.
Goat
Those
tails,
are different businesses.
The two establishments have a wonderful relationship, and it's like, oh, Goat House, cattails, Goat House. And so you can see Audrey this week. But before that, you'll probably be able to see her picture on Facebook before the end of the day.
We're going to have her picture up on social media, up on our website, chapelboro.com, and the Bark Report. And, of course, you can head to the Goat House Refuge website and Cattails Cat Cafe soon, if not already, and check out photos of Audrey on the website as well. Anything else that people need to know about Audrey or about the Goat House Refuge, what's going on there?
Oh, yes, indeed. How about the December happenings? Mm. Let's take a little look at those. Merry Catmas. The Goat House Gallery has an open house on Saturday this week, December 11th, from noon to 4 p.m. On sale especially will be Siglinda's pottery. She has been making a lot of pottery lately.
Nice.
She's been in that studio. She's practically burning it up. T-shirts, calendars, note cards, coffee, gift baskets, and more. All the proceeds help the cats. I can tell you firsthand that I own a lot of Siglinda's pottery, cookware, mugs and dishes, and everything not only looks better but tastes better on Siglinda's ware.
Awesome. Again, that's goathouserefuge.org, the website, for more information on that. And head to their website and also cattailscatcafe.com to get more information about and sign up for a time to meet Audrey, this incredibly beautiful, inquisitive, explory, very friendly, meowy cat that we've got here in the studio. We love her. Hey, visit also the Bark Report on our website, chapelboro.com, to learn more about Audrey and all of the cats and dogs that they've got available from all of the great animal rescue organizations here in our community. Go to chapelboro.com for that. And we'll also have photos of Audrey up on social media today through all of our channels. Jackie, thank you so much for being with us as always. It's so good to have you.
Thank you. It's so good to be here, Aaron. Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Audrey.
I don't think
she wants to leave.
I don't think she does either.
She may be going home with you tonight.
Pretty much fine with that. Hey, thanks once again to Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. Both of these women-owned Hillsboro businesses are run by pet lovers thrilled to help animals find loving forever homes. Dr. Sharon Lau and Dr. Caroline Latta from Eno River Dental are huge animal lovers with over 10 pets between them, so they'd really like you to adopt today's furry friend. Read more about their practice and book an appointment online by visiting Eno River Dental.com.